It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is, Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
され惑わされて本当のキスも悪くないですね。何かが違う、
何かが違う、
何かが違う、
I'm not the one who's running out of time. Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Right out of the gate, that's the way, we like it. Here on Saki Bamagogo, my name's Mao, this is show 126, for those of you keeping track at home, and I know you all are. That was Astro Babies from their Twist and Rendezvous CD. I played tracks 1, 4, 8, and 11, because those aren't in English. Well, 11's in English, it says, My Life is Funny Story. So, I don't know what the other ones say, but I think they say, look how awesome the Astro Babies are. We love them. I love them, and it was a long journey to find them. But thankfully, we did find them. They said, yes, you can use your music. And they also said, make sure you use our more relevant, newer music. But from the Pink Moon Babies. But I'm still working on trying to find that. You see, I had to foot my bill, my own, to buy all this music myself. So let's just say, send a link or other. But I digress. What can I tell you? Boy, there was a doc on Japan, and this is off of, like, if you have the Disney Channel, then you go to National, like, it's a National Geographic. It was a 3-part documentary on Japan. And I loved it. And this one was really, really, really good. There's three. Each one was 51 minutes long, give or take. And it really showed from top to bottom, like this. It kind of hit like highlights and some of the nature and some of the beauty. I liked it because it didn't go too much into that. And now we see this delicate animal being ripped to shreds by either a human, which is sometimes, or ripped to shreds by the, oh, look at this baby seal. Oh, now it's getting destroyed by a hawk. Oh, now the hawk was eaten by a whale. And I turned those documentaries off because I don't need to see that crap. But this one is actually really nice. Showed a lot of good stuff. And I was feeling very nostalgic. I was in Japan 2011, 2012 twice for a week and a half each. And then I was there 2018. I think it was the end of 2018. Oh, time just slips away. Like sands through an hourglass. Like memories through a guy who drinks beer's mind. I forget things. But yeah, so I was there, I think it was 2018, for the wedding. And, you know, when they got to Kyoto, you know, that was I was in a wedding over there from one of my exchange students. She brought us back over for her wedding, and it was in Nijojo Castle. And I'm like, so I'm just sitting in a castle, a real castle in Kyoto, for a wedding ceremony. You know, some baka gaijin sitting there. You're like, oh my God, freaking out. And then we got to see Osaka, and we got to see Kobe. You know, it just, man, I want to go back to Japan very bad. Well, I live in Japan very bad, but I don't think that's in the cards. That's a little outside of the realm of reality. But I digress. Enough of my blathering on. If you do like Japan, which, you know, you're listening to Saki Bamagogo, I would assume you have some semblance of, I dig Japan a little bit. Or maybe just like angry music. Check it out. It's definitely worth it. Especially if you're on, if you have the Disney streaming network. Everyone does, I think. I'm actually surprised how much I watch that. It has the Marbles. It has the Marbles network. So if you want to watch kids playing marbles from the 40s, it's all there. No, it has Marvel and it has the Star Wars, which I've been watching a lot of the Star Wars stuff. You know, I don't know. I like Star Wars a lot. I might be convincing myself that those middle three aren't terrible. I know. Again, drink a lot of beer. But I digress. Here's music and less of me talking about things that don't matter.
Hey, guys. Whoa, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later. My boy got superstar, and I can't get enough of his superstar. No, 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 get enough of his superstar. No, 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 get enough of his superstar. No, no, no. He does the things that I like to do. He walks the dog and look at look. When I'm down, I'm feeling blue. And he knows just what to do. Superstar, no, 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 get enough of his.
truth. He walks the talk and the gallery. What is that loving? Yeah, very well. You can't get enough of his superstuff. And I can't get enough of his superstuff. No, 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 get enough of his superstuff. No, 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 get enough of his superstuff. No, no, no.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
On a mysterious island in the South China Sea, there is a fortress without walls, protected by an invincible army that needs no ordinary weapons. This is Enter the Dragon, the first martial arts film produced by a major Hollywood studio. John Saxon, U.S. Karate Champion Jim Kelly, and Black Belt Hall of Fame superstar Bruce Lee penetrate the secret chambers of Han's evil empire, discover its secret, and destroy. This is Enter the Dragon, where the world's greatest martial arts athletes meet the ultimate challenge with the most ancient and deadly of weapons, the human body. Enter the Dragon. From Warner Brothers, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
And remember, if you find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico. That was the Go Devils from their Super Stuff CD. They are a band I need to reach out to and get more of their stuff. I have their Super Stuff. I need like all their other stuff. I think they have like 88 different albums out, and I have one. But I played Super Stuff last time around. Won't You Listen and Taste of Poison, which I would assume would be kind of bitter. Or almond-y. I guess I've heard almonds. I don't know. Weird. This is going to be a bit of a downer, but I do have to throw this out there. I was watching some. I forget what popped this into my head. Oh, I think it was like the cancer. I was like cancer research. This is X amount of dollars goes to cancer research. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, I wonder if there is a place, or we need an agency that tallies up every dollar that's been donated to cancer. Hear me out, everyone. I know this is a hot button issue, but since I was born, there's been billions and billions of dollars just funneled into cancer research. And you know, we've all lost people to cancer. I've lost many of my family to cancer. And I'm like, you know, we're basically the same treating them as they were in the 70s. You know, but we just basically hit cancer with a radioactive rock and grunt. So I'm thinking we should take all the cancer research money and we should funnel it into every other problem in the world. And those will all go away very quickly with money. And then we can come back around to cancer. Like, cancer's had its run as far as for all the donations and billions of dollars. Remember, Lance Armstrong, he raised a lot of money. Less said about that, the better. But really, have we got any further? I think we got to just cancel all that. Just say, okay, everyone, wrap your desks in plastic and saran wrap everything shut. And just, you stop. We're not doing that no more. You leave here. Leave this place. But wrap it and seal it, because we'll come back. We'll come back around, because we're going to cure every other problem in the world with all this hundreds of trillions of dollars that has been funneled into cancer research. We're going to fix all that and do space exploration and clean up all the pollution and fix every problem. And then in about 6 months, we're going to come back around to cancer. Then we'll start giving more money to cancer again and maybe hire better people. I don't know. It's just a thought. And if you're listening and you're part of, if you're a part of a cancer research program, well, don't write in, because I don't need to hear from you. You wouldn't be able to answer me. You'd probably start formulating an email, but then you'd need to do some other stuff to check the email, and then you have to reinvent the internet, and it would never get to me anyway. So I'm okay. But it's just one of those thoughts where I was like, you know, that is, I think that's wasted money. I really do. I don't know. It's sad, really. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I'm wrong about a lot of stuff. And when I'm wrong, I don't admit it. I'm like everyone else. Never admit you're wrong. That's the most important thing, is to always say you're right, even in the face of being completely wrong. That's what I've learned from our government. Well, our president. Okay, enough negativity. What's with this negativity in this show? Let's do some positive stuff. I think let's positively play some 5, 6, 7, 8s. That gets our frame of mind back on track and where it's supposed to be. You know it. I know it. Here they are, the world famous 5, 6, 7, 8s.
Do you want to dip the size of your meal for a quarter more?
Want me to punch a size your face for free?
gave me $1 million, and the fridge with a padlock, and, oh yeah, huge pectoral muscles.
There. Now my soul is cleansed. That was the 5678s from the Tano Kigokin CD. I played Mosara, Great Balls of Fire, Hovering Part 2. Maybe I should have played Hovering Part 1. I play by my own rules. And then finally, Harlem Nocturne. I picked out Mothra for a reason. And as reconnected with a coworker from my last job, I saw she was moving. Sure, she's getting ready to move to Texas, and her wife has already moved there. So they're separated right now. I mean, not separated, separated, but her wife went first, and now she's like finishing stuff up to go there next, you know. And we got to talking, like just texting back and forth, you know, when are you leaving? You know, I'm glad everything's good. You're just kind of wrapping stuff up. And being in a similar boat as far as the, you know, prepping for sale and all that kind of stuff, you know, it was good talking. And we started talking about Godzilla for some reason. And then she had written, "Oh, I love Mothra." And I was like, "Well, you got to hear this Mothra song from the 5678s, because they played that in the concert back in around Christmas that was over at Janus Landing. It was just the way they did it was so fun and funny and like awesome, you know." So she replied back, "Oh, that's a great song." I was like, "I knew you'd love it, you know." It's funny. It's fun when you reconnect with somebody that you actually honestly like. I honestly like. I enjoyed talking to her and BSing about stuff. We were, you know, and it was, but you just, when you stop working with people, sometimes you just stop talking to them. And it's not that you don't like them or one thing or another. You're on to, everyone's doing their own thing or off to do new things to try and make sure they're not downsized. So, but it's cool, you know. I'm not sure when she's leaving. Hopefully, it's a smooth move out to Texas. How do you find someplace hotter than Florida? Ooh. I don't know. I wouldn't go to Texas. Also, I think you have to have bigger trucks. We have a pretty big truck, but I don't think it's big enough to actually be in Texas. I'd have to get the big wheels or something. I don't know a lot about Texas. That's okay. I should stop saying Texas and play some music. Here it is. So that Mothra, that was for you, Inkstress. I know you don't listen to the show anyway, but who cares? I'm always doing shout-outs to people I don't even think listen to the show. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside, like I'm making a difference in the world. Aww. I'm not.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.